So can you lend your talus to a katan? Another example would be, can you, you're a 13-year-old, and you and your 12-year-old brother share tzitzis. So you wear the tzitzis, you know, one day, you pass it on to your 12-year-old brother, who's under bar mitzvah. Can you exchange tzitzis? It's question number two. Other question is that is a child allowed to simply take a talus of a gadol and wear it as well? So this is our question. So we have to back up. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter v'hatol tzitzis mitalus zeh v'litnim mitalus acher. You are allowed to take tzitzis from one talus and place it onto a different talus. It's not going down in Kedusha at all. It's simply on one talus one day, and then you take off the tzitzis and place it on the second talus the second day, you're totally fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you may even move it from talus to tzitzis. In other words, if you have a talus gadol, you take off the tzitzis, you take the fringes and put them on a tzitzis beged. You may think, well, a talus is a greater kedusha, you can't bring it into a bathroom. Your tzitzis you can bring into a bathroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, that's totally fine, because it's all really the same level of obligation, and then you're fine. But what about if you take something from a d'oraisa and put it onto a d'rabban? Says the Malbim, everyone knows the Malbim for his Pirush Ma'at Tanakh. What people don't really know is that the Malbim also at age 25, I think, wrote a halachic sefer called Arzo Sachayim, which is quoted left and right in the Mishnah Berurah. And he asks this question. He notes that the Prima Gadim says, we have a simple application of this question. If you have wool tzitzis on a wool beged, which is a chi of d'oraisa, and you cut off those wool tzitzis and put it on a beged of silk, which according to many is only d'rabbanan, chi of tzitzis, is that permitted or not? Says the Prima Gadim, I'm not sure about this question. You're taking it from a d'oraisa and putting it on a d'rabbanan. Says the Arzus Achaim, let me tell you. Mutter v'hatir tzitzis mitalash al tzemer, Whitname Batala Shomeshi, it's totally permitted. Why? He says, I feel Kashesh with tzitzis Shomeshi, even if that silk beged already has other silk tzitzis. Virotsu Akayim Mitzvah Menam Uvchar, you're taking off tzitzis off a wool garment, which is Daraisa, placing it onto this Dirabonan tzitzis, according to many. He says, it's totally fine to do that. He says, I'll give you a proof. Are you allowed a light? You have to go Hanukkah time, you know. Sukkis, I felt he mentioned Sukkis, but let's talk about Chanukah. Chanukah, you light a light from the main candle to candle number two, and candle number three, candle number four. You're going to look at me and say, no, of course not going to do that. That's only because the Ramah says it's better not to do that. I mean, fundamentally, Ikra Adin, you could take your main candle and light candle two, three, four, five with it. Why? One is the main candle. You're taking from the main candle and putting it down, grading it in Kedusha to just the Mahadran candles. But you're allowed to do that. Says the Arzus Achayim, so what's so bad about taking these wool tzitzis from a higher level and putting it on a lower level? Not a problem at all. Okay, that sounds great. Says the Arzus Achayim in the very next line, listen to this. Hold on to your yarmulke for this one. Abo ein lahatir tzitzis mitalas shel gadol, Whitname Bitalis Shel Katan. Not a Talis Gadol, Talis Katan, but a Talis Shel Gadol to a Talis Shel Katan. An adult cannot cut off his strings of his tzitzis and put them on a child's tzitzis or talis. Why? No?
Wouldn't fit.
Okay, let's say the strings could fit. Be no, long. No, he cuts off the strings and puts them on another one. Why not? Maybe a little bit long. He's a big kid. There are children bigger than me. No? So, why not? You know, first of all, it seems to contradict everything he just said. He just said you could put from a wool tzitzis onto meshi, onto silk, even though it's a higher d'oraisa, possibly the d'rabbanan. Here he's saying you can't take from an adult tzitzis and place it onto a child. Says, what's going on? Mishnah Berurah doesn't help you at all. All he does is he cites the Arzus Chaim, both halachas, back to back, and says, yeah, that's the psak. In other words, you can cut off wool tzitzis and place it onto silk beged, you know, that's fine, even though it's going from a higher level to a lower level, but you can't cut from an adult's to a child's, that you can't do. Okay. is how we'd explain these answers. So the Achronim try to explain, well, it's not a contradiction. Why is it not a contradiction? So the Ma'adan Yashar says, well, really, it's usher to take from a Doraisa tzitzis to a Durabonin tzitzis. So how come you're allowed to take from silk, from wool to silk? Well, maybe we hold that everything is Doraisa, wool, silk, fine. Okay. Pretty weak answer, but he tries. Answer number two, you could say, well, you get lumdish. When you take from the wool beged and put on a silk beged, but the adult is wearing it the entire time, an adult is fulfilling the mitzvah at all times. And an adult has a chiyuv to listen to the rabbis as well, which is a daraisa obligation. So the adult is always fulfilling some type of daraisa. But when you take off tzitzis from an adult and tie it to a tzitzis of a child, the talis of a kid, is the kid fulfilling any daraisa according to anyone? Absolutely not, because he's a child. So there, maybe you can't do it.
Maybe daraisa, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, but not on a child daraisa. A kid can't have any daraisa. He's an underage bar mitzvah. Maybe the father has, possibly. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and therefore says, I hate to break this to you, he says, first he gives a leniency. He says, well, if a kid just wants to borrow a talis for 30 seconds to do galila, fine. He's not really doing anything. He's borrowing a talis. You're allowed to take off your talis. How are you allowed to take off your talis? Why are you not wearing your talis now from the morning? How dare you take it off? You're going from on your back, which is a chi of daraisa, or a fulfillment of a daraisa, to taking it off, to sitting in your talis bag doing nothing. Obviously, you're allowed to take off your talis, so why is giving it to a child for a few minutes any worse? Okay, so a kid could borrow an adult talis to get galila. But can you take your talis and gift it to a child? Can a 13-year-old give his old tzitzis to his 12-year-old brother who's bigger than him? Why not, right? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, absolutely not. You cannot gift a talis of a gadol to a talis of a katan. Why? Because of the salacha. You're taking it from a higher level of kedusha to a lower level of kedusha. In the footnote, Rav Shlomo Zalman backtracks a little bit. Again, Shlomo Zalman didn't write the Halicha Shlomo, his Talmidim did. So on top, they gave the normative psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. You can't give it from an adult to a child. You can't give his tzitzis to the child. You can't give it. If you look at the footnote, he says, well, maybe Shirak l'kvoa had tzitzis mitawa shagadol v'tawa shokat and chashuk korodah. Maybe only cutting off the strings of an adult's tzitzis and putting it on the tzitzis of a child, the beged of a child, that's what the problem is. But for him to give him the whole beged, maybe that's not a problem. But he's not clear of Shlomo Zalman. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes of Shlomo Zalman saying it's usser for an older brother to give to his younger brother's tzitzis if the older brother is over bar mitzvah and the younger brother is younger than bar mitzvah. But if you look in the Sefer Chinuch Banim Kal Chas, he says he's not sure. He thinks he's misreading Reb Shlomo Zalman. Another possible leniency, you could say, yeah.
Could you say that since the cotton will eventually become a vegetable?
Oh, my next line is The next possible leniency you could say is, how old is that younger child? If the kid's 8 years old, okay, no, because who knows if tzitzis are going to be around. If the kid's 12 and a half, tzitzis are going to last 2-3 years for the kid or whatever it is. So then those tzitzis eventually are going to be used by a 12-year-old who's going to be bar mitzvah. So you're not gifting it from a 13-year-old to a 12-year-old. You're gifting it from a 13 to an almost-to-be 13-year-old. And therefore, that would be fine. I saw that heter in the Yad Kohen, but I quote to say for I never heard of.
Maybe.
Correct. It's a maybe, but it's a weak heter. The final upshot is, not to, okay, you guys all thinking, okay, what, I'm over 13. I'm never sharing with the 12-year-old. I'll make this tremendously relevant to all your daily lives. Yeah? Take down your mezuzahs. You have some mezuzahs which are in chiyuvim, places which are possibly doraisa to place, especially your front door to your house, doraisa. You take off all your mezuzahs, you give it to the mezuzah doctor, and he gives it back to you. You don't remember which cloth was in which, so you start putting it back wherever you want. You're technically and often taking something which was in a chiyuv doraisa place from mezuzah to putting it on your garage where you never even know it needs a mezuzah, or your arch, your half arch in these cardinals' houses, which suffic if they need mezuzahs often. He says you're taking them from doraisa to the rabbanim. They asked this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He said, you know how to do that. And many poskim say as well, you have to be careful when you take down your mezuzahs that you put them back in the very place that they are, that they were originally, because otherwise they're possibly going from Doraisa to Durabanan, especially with mezuzah gemachs as well. Sometimes you take it, they lend out mezuzah gemachs for someone's in a house for 30 days. If they used to be in someone's real house, And so it was put in a daraisa chiyuv, and now you're only putting it because you're far from it, and you're renting a house for 4 days, and you want a mezuzah in it, so you put the mezuzah up, that's not a real chiyuv. And so that's going from daraisa to rabbanan. So therefore, and it's all the sourced from this Mishnah Berurah that says you can't give a talus of a gadol to a talus of a katan.
Well, what if you have the tzitzis from a gadol, it's not going to wear it anymore?
Doesn't make a difference. It's still... No, it's still...
Better
put in shemus because it's not being horadim in kedusha. You're taking it out or give it to some, because here by being used for the mitzvah, but a lower level mitzvah. If you don't use something, you don't have to use your tzitzis every second, but you don't have to use it ever again if it's not. You know, it's not. But to give it for a lower mitzvah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I would say no. I think no. I think you're not allowed to do that. I think it's better not to use it at all. Yeah.
What if you want to leave as an inheritance to somebody?
But it has to be over bar mitzvah. It's fine, but as long as it's over bar mitzvah, then it's gadol to gadol. The problem here is you go from a higher level of a gadol to a gadol. Yeah, I have this often. I'm thinking of my own boys, Baruch Hashem, are 9 and 8. I don't know, they or 8 and 9, 9 and 7 and a half, whatever. They share all their clothes all the time. Everyone knows, you know, someone wears his pants half the time. They come down, the pants are longer, and my wife tells them, oh, you're wearing your brother's pants. Who knows? You're sitting in the same room. They grab each other. But if you have it with tzitzis, when a mitzvah Hashem, one's 13 and one's 12, you have this problem because someone's going to grab the 13. It's taken from Hora to Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. You shouldn't do that. You should be mad about it. Shkaich.